Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Exactly How to Sell, The Sales Guide for Non-Sales Professionals, by Phil M. Jones, narrated by Phil M. Jones. Introduction. This book is designed to do exactly what the title says, to provide you with a handheld walkthrough of the myriad of factors that influence the decision-making process and allow you to achieve more success through empowering more people to choose you, your product, or your service. Personally, I've been a student of self-development from as early as I can remember. I've attended countless seminars, read hundreds of books, and invested time to learn from an abundance of exceptional people. The reality was that from each of these prior studies, on every occasion, I failed to retain all of the information and only managed to use the parts that were most relevant at the time. When I decided to write this book, my goal was to provide something that would serve listeners in many ways. You can listen to all of it, scribbling notes and actions for yourself. You could lift parts of it and use them to train your own people. Or you could keep it close by and use it for inspiration as you go through changes in your business and are looking for some external influence. Above all else, remember that this is your book, a working document. Make it your own. It is expected to spark ideas and actions that are not written in this book, so it may help to keep a notepad handy as you craft your own action list, inspired by the lessons you absorb from this book. Refining your craft as you grow your own success is an ongoing discovery, and this book is something that can be revisited time and time again as you look to launch new ideas, are looking for flashes of inspiration, or you're preparing for a new opportunity. Each time you listen to it, then expect to take something new from it. This is a sign of your personal growth and the circumstances that you are currently in. Take ownership of this book and use its guide to spark curiosity in you to further develop your skills in winning business by exploring the works of others as you take deeper dives into the principles shared with you. Your next big break could be just one call or meeting away. Let's see how what you learn in this book can get you better prepared to seize that moment. 1. A shift in mindset. It is rare that you meet a child who has aspirations of growing up to be a salesperson. You do hear alternatives such as politician, lawyer, doctor, sports professional, or artist. And in all these examples, the commonality is that without the ability to influence, persuade, and negotiate, the chances of success are highly reduced. Having a talent or the ability to perform is not enough by itself to secure success. Through the years, there have been countless examples of highly capable business people failing because of one simple reason. They did not know how to sell. Salespeople or sales professionals. Finding yourself in a sales role quite often happens by accident. Perhaps you have just started in business or had an urgent business need. Or maybe somebody else has put you into that role. The truth is, we are all salespeople. And in every part of life, sales skills are useful tools in helping us to climb the ladder and realize more of our potential. When you reflect on almost everyone who has achieved a significant level of success, you will typically find that their achievement has been enabled, amplified, or accelerated through their ability to sell. Sales is certainly not a dirty word. To illustrate my point, here are some high achievers I would class as being some of the most successful sales professionals on the planet. Steve Jobs, Martha Stewart, Leonardo DiCaprio, Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Sir Alex Ferguson, LeBron James, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, J.K. Rowling. There is probably a huge difference between your initial image of a salesperson and these decorated professionals. During my seminars, I often ask audience members to reach for adjectives that would describe a stereotypical salesperson. Common responses almost always include these words: pushy, greedy, a con man, obnoxious, over-friendly, a liar, annoying. How would you feel if someone used those words to describe you? I would imagine less than happy. I also imagine that one of the reasons you picked up this book is your fear of being perceived in that way. In seminars, I then ask the same audience to reach for adjectives that do not describe a stereotypical salesperson, but a professional salesperson. The list of adjectives is quite a contrast. A good listener, problem-solving, empathetic, genuine, knowledgeable, helpful, responsible. I always find